Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. How we doing?
Well, you know what I just did? I just moved my head. I was like, whoa, there's the ring light. There it is. There she is. All right. Here we go. The Calm Down podcast has provided a lot of insight to my friendship with Erin that dates back 25 years. And I didn't realize that this gal right here is a terrible liar. And I say that with affection, because no one should be a liar, liar, pants on fire. But have I told white lies? Yes, I have, because I want to avoid conflict. So that's why I tell lies. I don't tell lies to be malicious or be harmful. But this one right here, I learned after doing the Cameron Diaz podcast that she can't tell a lie. So right now, we're not going to lie to our wonderful listeners that this podcast has been pre-recorded for quality assurance purposes, because I am in a different state doing a house install because I have 75 jobs. So thank you for pre-recording it. Now, what we're doing is we are fresh off the heels of our Cameron Diaz, Catherine Power interview for Aveline. And we are sitting here off camera, off mic, talking about, like, do they like us? Do they really like us? I hope they like us. I hope they want to be friends with us.
So here's my thoughts. I love this wine. I'm obsessed with trying to grow my business and be better at it, which is why I was so excited to talk to Catherine. But there was just a point where we were very serious because we were trying to be respectful. We were learning about her business, which the stories are incredible, which I wanted to learn about for my business. And I know you did for yours. Mm-hmm. But the other hard part of it for us is we were freaking fangirling. I just wanted to talk to her about all her movie lines, her dancing. You wanted to talk about Nancy Myers. Like, there's so many things. And I think the end all be all, and this does happen to me. It pretty much happens to me every time I interview Tom or, you know, someone fabulous. I'm like, was I a nerd? Like, do they hate me? Do they love me? Like, what am I doing? And I just, yeah.
Okay, exactly. So here's the thing. So you and I, like many, many women and men too, love Cameron Diaz. How could you not love her? I mean, she's the all-American. She's the all-American. She's been in, you know, all these movies that just resonate with us as women, and even like serious roles like Gangs of New York and all of these different things that I just love her for. But we do have to, like, this is, comes from my time at Extra, where there's initiative questions.
Yeah,
like,
you did this there.
They're there to promote their brand. They're there to talk about that and being respectful, of course, to Catherine Power, who's incredible in her own right and all of her entrepreneurial endeavors. And if you guys listened to last week's episode, you understand a little bit more about that. But it's Cameron Diaz, and we just had like a few questions about that. So this is my dream scenario. So one time, so I found out my ex-boyfriend cheated on me. We were in Hawaii. I intercepted a text message that was from his girlfriend that he had in conjunction with me. I flew back from Hawaii. I had to go straight to a junket. Erin's doing eyes like, who is it? You know who it is. Okay. I was in Hawaii. That person cheated on me. You know who it is.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to figure out, okay, go on.
Which one? Which guy? Which boyfriend?
No, I know who the guy was, asshole.
So
not you. you. He is.
I fly back from Hawaii and I have to literally go straight to a junket, like drop the bags, find out my life is not what I thought it was. And I am going to interview Kate Hudson. I sit down and she looks at me. Mind you, at this point, I had never met her ever. And I sit down and I'm a little melancholy. You're welcome to use that word in a sentence. You've also hosted the spelling bee, word of origin. And I'm just not like Peppy McPepperson. And she looks at me, mind you, never having met her. She goes, are you okay? It would remind me of how you would say it. And I go,
or 10 ways to lose a guy. Like that's how she would be. Well, are you okay?
How to lose a guy in 9 days. I have the answer to that. You know what I mean? Or 9 months. So I am sitting there and she goes, are you okay? And I go, nope. I go, just found out my boyfriend cheated on me. I had to fly back from Hawaii. Also knew he had an engagement ring because my mom told me that. And so now I'm sitting here. She said this, Aaron, give me your phone. I go, what? Mind you, you're in the Four Seasons in these junket rooms. And it is like so awkward because the publicist is there and it's like a whole thing. I'm like, my phone, like my phone's off to the side. I get up out of the chair. I go over and I get my phone. I hand it to her. She puts her phone number in and she said, you call me and we're going to go get a drink and talk about this. Shut your mouth. I like started to like tear up and she goes, uh-uh. She goes, let's do this interview and we'll talk after. And I just will never forget that.
Penny Lane.
Exactly. Love her, love her. And I ran into her at a party after that and she was so great. She's like, you never called me. She's like, what happened with the guy and the whole thing? Because I'm so sure, like, I'm going to call her and be like, hey, I remember that junket I was at.
Hey, Kate. So here's the thing.
But she was so kind to me. And I think that I just have that idea, whether it's Kate Hudson or Cameron Diaz or any of those wonderful women in Hollywood that are just like
Julia Roberts,
gals, and you want them to be that. And so I don't know. I just think about that. And so I just want Cameron to like us. But anyways,
I know I want Cameron to like us too.
And I'm still drinking the Aveline wine.
That's perfect. So yeah, that's something that's going to give me chest pains throughout the evening, but that's okay. You said you had chest pains at the airport. What was your situation there? Welcome to my Thursday and Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so I have, as you know, I've had a rough few weeks. Kathy Thompson came to town to visit me. We were just doing gal time, catching up. Sometimes a gal just needs her mom. And the other
night, this gal ended up talking to you and your mom for 3.5 hours on the phone.
3 hours and 44 minutes. I was sitting on my couch and you and I started talking. We hadn't been able to connect all week because of a myriad of situations. And then all of a sudden we started talking and then Kathy gets involved in the conversation. And then it was just 2 bottles of wine and game over. But she was here. And anyways, so she was watching the dogs because I had to leave town. But I was at the airport with Jillian. Again, Jillian finds her way into every episode, as she should. That little cutie cutie. So Jillian is a little sneaky.
Hello. That's how she talks.
Jillian is a sneak attack with the phone. She's constantly like doing Insta stories, but they're stealth and you don't know she's doing them until all of a sudden it's like, you've been tagged in a post by Jillian Gregory. And I'm like, what? What's happening here? I have a thing. So I met my husband on a plane. I sat next to him 6 a.m. And I had not up until that point thought about what I look like on a plane because who does at 6 a.m.? But after that situation, I think to myself, like, I should be more presentable on planes, not for any other reason, just like back in the day in the, you know, whatever, in the 50s, like you would actually dress up to go on a plane. And like now you see people in their freaking pajamas.
Smoke.
So after the interview, I'm in Miami. After the interview, I don't want to be schlepping around on the airplane. So I open up my suitcase as any degenerate would on the side of the sidewalk, clothes flinging out because I had a nude bra on. And anyone, you guys, this guys can tune out. Well, actually, no, guys, listen up. There's nothing attractive about a nude bra. Let's just get it out there, okay? You're only wearing a nude bra because you have on a cream shirt or a white t-shirt and you don't want it to be see like a see-through situation. I don't like the look. I don't want to see the nude strap. I'm not into it. So I was rifling through my bag looking for a cuter bra in case the shoulder slipped off, the sweater slipped off the shoulder and I could be like, just cute and presentable, you know, for no other reason than my own self-confidence. So Jillian did a sneak attack and I look like an asshole who's throwing her shit on the side of a sidewalk. And then we get into the airport and I don't have socks on because I'm just had slipped my foot into a Vans shoe situation. And I pull out socks out of my travel bag because I have a real thing. If you're wearing sandals or a slide-in shoe or whatever, and you're going to go through TSA, if I see anyone barefoot through TSA, we got a problem. Dinge McDinge. Now we're tiptoeing, and I understand every now and then it happens, but if you know you're walking into that situation, those socks better be in an auxiliary situation because I don't want to
see. Why are you taking your shoes off anyways?
I'm still on TSA pre-check. Okay, and I don't want to talk about it.
What?
You know this about
me. Who did you piss off?
The government. I don't want to talk about it. I still don't have time for this. Then you got to take the test, or you got to like go and you got to sign up. And
it's not like you have to parallel park. You just got to fill some things out. Okay, you know what? After this season, I will physically freaking forget that. I will pick you up in an Uber. I will take you to LAX and we will freaking, I don't even think you need to do that. I think it's an online situation.
I don't want, it's like too much time. And then put in your current
address. I'll tell you what's too much time is sitting in that damn line. I can't do that. No.
I mean, maybe I want to take my computer out. Maybe I want to fraternize with the locals. I don't know. But regardless, I have not taken
You're out in the streets.
That should be the drinking game every time I'm in the streets. But I just don't. I'm not TSA pre-check. Fine. So I'm taking off the shoes, but I get really dinged out when I see people going through the line without the shoes on. So anyways, that's why I was rifling through my suitcase, was to avoid the nude bra, find some socks, and be prepared for the line to come. So that was my week. How was yours?
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
So anyways, that's why I was rifling through my suitcase, was to avoid the nude bra, find some socks, and be prepared for the line to come. So that was my week. How was yours?
Well, I'm not done with this whole like having to have like a formal dressed situation on the plane. I mean, I'm lucky if I have wiped the makeup off my face from yesterday when I get in a plane. I'm not interested. And now I feel like the mask has given me even more freedom to not give an F. So I am a new thing in my life, which we have yet to discuss offline, is spider veins.
Oh.
I knew at some point I was going to get them because my sister has them and my mom has them. And I have poor circulation in my legs.
Explain what spider veins are if anyone doesn't know what they are.
Start the violin. It's just these little like purple veins. I heard you could get them injected with saline. Of course, Jillian finds her way into the broadcast. She always says, well, I got the guy for you. I know somebody that can do it for you, my doctor. So anyways, I'm going to go to him at some point. Apparently he's fabulous. So anyways, I've started to get spider veins. I used to be really good about wearing compression pants. Like, I want the ones that there's like no pulse going through my body.
My legs are...
So,
Audra can't feel herself from the waist down. It's all part of the experience.
Yeah. So I've got those. You can't wear a compression pant and then wear a jean. That's not happening. So what I do is I put a workout pant. So basically, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm not dressing up on a flight and I don't feel bad about it. I do need to pick it up in the I give a shit factor.
Okay.
Because I saw myself walking around yesterday in front of my husband and I was like, wow, this is not good. You know?
Explain further what you mean.
Well, I just feel like when I'm home and mommy doesn't have to give a shit. And like, I called you yesterday and I FaceTimed you in my bathrobe and my two bosses were right there.
Hold on. I'm gonna 20 second time out this and interrupt Cameron like I did on last week's broadcast. So Aaron and I have, again, there's no more supportive friend than Aaron. So when she knows I need some love and attention, she is always there for me. So like the second I get off set,
it's suffocating.
She's no. It's like those, what are those blankets? Those comfort
the
blankets.
Weighted the ones?
You're like that when I need you in my life. And I'm like, please.
The weighted copper.
Mm-hmm. So the second I get off set, cause you weren't working two Sundays ago. And Woo. It was like your first Sunday off in a minute. And so you call me and you FaceTime me. But I was walking into our green room and one of our bosses goes, let me guess, it's you and EA talking. And then our other boss goes, oh, I thought she was taking a selfie. And we love working at Fox for a bazillion reasons. But if this was you and I at the other network with four letters,
I've been there.
No one would have even allowed us to talk on the phone. They would have been like, you need to be concentrating.
I would have been suspended.
Well, exactly. I mean, me too. So we love Fox for so many reasons, but they also just know us and our friendship. And they're like, oh, let me guess, these two together.
So well, that, and you flipped the phone around and my bosses saw me in my bathrobe and I was like, hi guys.
So bringing it back to that, because we don't care what we look like. Not to mention, I had a terrible shirt on in an interview I did with Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Waddle.
No, you didn't.
It was a shirt that I had to wear because it was a last minute interview. It's all I had. It's fine. And Terry Bradshaw, being as awesome as he is, goes, what were you thinking picking out that shirt? I started laughing and I go, I wasn't thinking. So anyways, we love working at Fox, but we also don't give a shit what we look like sometimes. But I will say this. I had an ex-boyfriend say to me one time, not the one that cheated on me. I had an ex-boyfriend say to me one time after I would get off air at Fox, you know, you're all done up. You've got your dress on, the makeup, the whole thing. And I would come home, immediately take a shower because like wipe off the makeup, get comfy. And he's like, could you maybe just like leave the dress and the makeup on for like an hour after you come home? Because why does America get that version of you and I don't?
My husband, I would come home from Dancing with the Stars and he'd be like, woof. One time, and this person will remain nameless, I had, and this is a good conversation I've had with one of my coworkers. He cannot stand girls done up. And I appreciate that. But it's like, mm-hmm. I need to make a little bit of an effort, you know, like brush your teeth, you know, I brush it, but like brush them again. Anyways, but like one time I had a makeup artist and I went and I did
Ovaline.
A Dallas game.
Have you guys heard about Ovaline?
It's great. One time I did a Dallas game and this woman, she just did it way too much. And I went to go say hi
did
to
what?
Dak and he turned around makeup and he went, whoa.
No,
and
he did not.
It's just like when you're getting that reaction, it's not good. How have we been recording this for 25 minutes and we've talked about absolutely nothing?
Also, fourth and long isn't your problem, Dak. It's Aaron's contour.
I think it was the lashes. They were reaching out and touching someone.
Oh, my
How
God.
How are you holding. Doing on your Christmas shopping?
Penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Not holding on the defense. It's
infraction.
Aaron's lashes. Oh, my God. Hold on for one more day.
How are you doing with your Christmas shopping?
Ryan just texted us and said it's only been 15. It's a typo.
Oh, my God. Well, that's producing if I've ever heard it. That's
wow.
Like Joel telling me we don't have much time after a Rogers interview. And I finish it and he's like, well, we had a ton of time. I am sick of this time thing.
Time is of the essence. You mentioned Christmas shopping. Okay. I'm going to tell you, but you just hold on. Hold that thought. Look at the ring light in the reflection of the TV for a second. Would you? Okay.
Looks
you know,
great.
A couple weeks ago, I told you that I had already gotten one of your presents. I've already gotten all of your presents. Here's another one.
I got you that too. I already have that.
Stop it.
I bought it in October.
Did you really?
I have one for you too.
I waited on the wait list on Amazon. It finally came.
I was on it. I just got it. Here, you keep yours and I'll keep mine.
And here's your skincare line. I've got them all.
I can't wait to try that.
So this is who I am as a gift giver. I can't hide what I'm going to give you. I already told you about the ugly sweater.
Those are my Christmas presents and you're showing me?
Yeah, I know. I can't hide it because I get so excited and then I share and then I feel bad. So then at Christmas, you'll get more presents because I'm like, oh, I already told her about the presents. And then those aren't really presents because I told her about them, you know?
So keep the coffee table book and I'll keep mine because I got you the same exact thing.
Okay, great.
And the next one is, what was I going to say? You are making fun of me because I can't lie, but you can't keep a secret about gift giving.
I can't because I get too excited. I want to tell everyone. I'm like, I'm going to have a surprise party for you next year. It's like one of those things, you know?
Oh my God. So how are you doing though? You're doing great. You already got me done.
I'm doing great for you. I'm doing terrible for everyone else because I see things for you and it's like very easy to buy for you. You buy it for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm not a great gift giver and it's an area of my life that I want to be better at. And I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, stop.
No.
I disagree.
Okay. Well,
I have many bracelets on my wrist from you that are fabulous.
Well, I wish I could say the same. Mine are falling off. Kidding. You bought me this. So I want to be more thoughtful about gifts and I want to do it because I know when I receive a gift that has a lot of thought behind it, I am so appreciative and it doesn't matter the denomination, anything. I just think like effort is effort and I love even a card, you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm going to try to be better about it, but
you're so good at that.
I'm not there yet with my shopping. How are you? What are you doing over there?
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not there yet with my shopping. How are you? What are you doing over there?
I made a dent yesterday. The hardest thing I find is my parents, right? My parents and also my husband. He is real. Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Am I the only one here? I'm still here? Okay.
No, I'm drinking. Hi. Okay. This guy, there's nobody that loves this holiday more than Jared Stoll and Clark Griswold. I mean, he loves Christmas. This guy will have 80 Christmas candles lit in this house. He has to have the garland on.
Christmas candles.
As soon as he gets home.
Like Christmas candles. Scent? Like a pine?
Oh, yeah. Nest. It's my favorite. Anyways, this guy, he's already got his shopping
done. Some of us
have
to get Yankee candles, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, Yankee Doodle went to town. And Dandy. So he just, and all he wants to see is presents wrapped under the Christmas tree. He just loves it so much. He's like, when are the presents going to come? I'm like, are you 39 or are you 9? So I was telling you a little story. I'm not great with gift giving, but I'm really good at stocking stuffers. And that has a lot to do for my mom and dad. My mom and dad do awesome with our stocking stuffers. And this isn't an expensive gift. This isn't an expensive bracelet. My mom will go to CVS and she'll have a heyday. She's like, ooh, earplugs, because she knows I love them on the road. Ooh, a nose trimmer, because I am always chapstick. Like, why isn't anyone telling deodorant. Me I have like a new, yeah, chapstick, deodorant, breath mints, sanitizer wipes, like mascara, hair bands. My mom, like, she's so great. I do have a funny Andrew's Christmas story. This is great. My mom, I don't care how creepy it sounds. I don't find it creepy. It's great. My mom buys me all my undies. I love her so much.
Me undies?
She used, yeah, me undies. Well, certainly. She would go to a certain place with my dad. My sister and I would have, you know, one, my dad would stick out one arm for me and one arm for Ken. He'd put his head down in the underwear store and my mom would just start putting thongs on each one of his arms.
No. Wait, but I'm also obsessed. I was going to say, this does sound creepy, but the fact that Steve-O put his head down, I was like, I don't want to know, is everything you didn't know about Steve.
And my mom would just have an Erin pile and a Kendra pile. And my dad would have thongs on each arm. And my mom would be like, okay, add these up. So great. But yeah. And so my parents do such a great job with stocking stuffers. And I love doing that too. I found some great ones. And I feel like any website that you go to right now, they always have fun little stocking stuffer sections.
Yeah.
So I've nailed it in the stocking stuffer department. Funny story about my husband and how he loves Christmas. And he wants the presents all wrapped. He wants to sit and look at what he's getting. And he rips through them like a 10-year-old. But when we first started dating, he bought me a stocking. It was really great. I got his. I brought it upstairs. I filled it with all this stuff. I brought it down and we did our Christmas together. And he goes, well, I didn't know we filled the stockings. I mean, what?
Yeah. What did he think they were for?
I don't know. I mean, but whatever. That's true,
but I guess if that's the thing, if you didn't grow up like my Kathy and Scott are, you know, same thing as your family, like Clark and Ellen Griswold, line one and two. So
yeah,
if you don't know that stockings are a thing,
if you don't do it like that. Yeah.
Kathy wraps each individual chapstick. I mean, that's a lot of effort, but I'm going to tell you.
Oh, does she really?
Wraps, you know how much effort? First of all, I don't want to wrap a box. I'm like, hey, where's a bag? Give me some tissue paper. I'm a very lazy wrapper gift giver. I'm always looking for a bag and a piece of tissue paper, but she'll wrap every single stocking stuffer. But you know, what was the deal with the tangerine?
Will you come down here real quick? I'm telling Jared to come down here to tell us his Christmas, like, loves and pet peeves.
All right. But why the tangerine in the bottom of the stocking? Who started that idea, or who's, the inception of the orange in the stocking? I need to know where that came from. So after a few years, I was like, Mom, what are we doing here with the orange? She goes, well, you're supposed to do that. I said, according to who? Now, one Christmas, my brother and I was 11, he was 13, of course, and I really wanted these half cowboy boots. It was all I wanted in my life. And I was like, I really hope, Mom, you know the ones, that they were the ankle big at the time. So I was 11, so what is this, 93? Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I really hope Mom and Dad bought me these boots. I really hope that, and my brother goes, well, why don't we open everything and find out? So Kathy is meticulous about wrapping paper. She has this thing. All the wrapping paper has to match. Like she is Martha this way. If the tree's theme was gold for like the ornaments and stuff, then it was gold wrapping paper.
Oh,
if it was red for ornaments, red wrapping paper. Well, Red Rover, send me and my brother right over. And we opened up every gift looking for these cowboy boots for me. They weren't under the tree. Well, then we had to find more of the red wrapping paper, rewrap all the gifts. And I never got the fucking cowboy boots. And to this day, I think to myself, it's all I ever wanted, you know?
Send me a link and I'll get them for you.
I love you. Thank you so much.
I'm telling everybody on our podcast how you are like basically a 9-year-old for Christmas. And is the tree on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. He came home, put the tree on. And I told Krista, all you want is to wrap the gifts and put them under the tree and sit and look at them, don't you?
Well, it's the look of it.
You're so cute, Jared.
Give anybody tips at home. I was saying how difficult it is to buy for you sometimes, although I know exactly what you want. It's easy, but I'm trying to be creative. What are some tips of the trade for men out there in buying for women?
I like that. A men's gift giving guide.
Yeah. Men's gift giving guide, babe. What do you try to do to nail it in the present department?
Well, starting in like September, October.
Whoa.
Start listening.
Oh, that's when you're listening?
No, that's when you need to listen, Erin.
Oh, no, I'm saying what helps you get me a great gift? Or what would you suggest for other men?
That's not what you just said. You just said you need a men's gift giving guide. And now you're saying,
no, I mean, help guys. What helps guys buy for girls?
Just try to listen.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I thought you were asking the other way.
No.
Like how, like what? Oh, okay. Follow along. My bad.
Yeah, I was saying what helps you in terms of buying for me?
It's definitely hard to get you stuff, but it just, I don't know, little stuff.
You know what we do for each other a lot? Because I just saw him look over. Oh my God. This guy, one of his best presents to all of us. He got us all like 10 lottery tickets in the family. And it was like, that's a good one.
Oh, Powerball.
That's a great one. But here's the problem. If someone wins, are you then obligated to split it?
I was very concerned at that time somebody was going to win.
Well, yeah. Powerball was like 800 or 900 million. So I was like, okay, there was eight of us.
What are the rules? If someone had won in that given scenario, Jarrett, what would you have done?
Yeah.
Was everyone obligated to split it?
I have no idea. And I didn't state the rules beforehand. I should have.
I was very worried about the rules because both sets of families were there and I was very worried. And it was our house. So I felt like if anyone wins, we should get it. Another great thing, and I'll try to see if I can do this because he just looked over, is getting pictures framed. Like that's one thing. Yeah, that's
good. I gotta tell you, I love that. That's personal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I love it.
Wait, so who did that? Who framed those?
So Jarrett framed that one of me and Brady. You did all of these. No, right, babe?
Jarrett.
You got that one of me and Brady done.
Yeah. Maybe the That's poppy cute. One, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you got the poppy one. He just got my Leonard Fournette jersey framed for me. That was cute. But just it like anything. One of my greatest gifts,
Merry Christmas.
No. Oh, one of the greatest gifts my mom and dad ever gave me was a picture of my grandparents at dinner on their honeymoon in New York. And my mom and dad, it was Tavern on the Green and they did it and it's a black and white photo and my mom had it blown up and nicely framed. And that's in our beautiful. Living room.
Well, because I will say this, like when you get to a certain point in your life, if you're lucky enough, you can buy what you want, right?
Yeah.
Like you're like, okay, I'll buy that for myself. But it's the things that you can't buy. And that's what I was saying. I want to be more mindful of those personal gifts. And I will make a concerted effort to do that because that is definitely those things that you remember the most. Like even remember when I bought you the Steel Magnolias thing or the Julia Roberts. And you're like, Ken got me that for Christmas.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love
Ken
that.
Ken is like, Ken's really creative.
Ken is
Aaron's
so good.
We'll need Kendra on the podcast.
Oh, two things my sister has done, which are unbelievable gifts. One of them that my sister did was she got a wood block or a cutting board that, everybody can use a cutting board. You could use it as a cheese board. You could use it as whatever, an actual cutting board. There is a company out there, Google everything. My sister got it done for myself. She got one done for Jarrett of our favorite recipes our parents have done. And it's in our parents' handwriting.
Stop it.
Like, knock it off. Hand me a tissue and call. My sister won Christmas last year. It was a sentimental year. Like, it's COVID. We're not with my parents. My dad had a heart attack. So she went all out. Like, every gift she gave was like a sentimental one. And then the other one she gave us was this thing called Storybook. Storyworth. She did it for my parents and she did it for Jared's parents.
I love
parents.
That Jarrett knows the name. He's so cute.
He does. He just looked it up. Yeah. And it's basically they send your parents a bunch of questions about their life and their parents and they write things up and they give pictures. And then you get a book about your parents and your grandparents.
Amazing.
What do you want to add,
honey? The year, right? You get to pick all the questions.
Yeah. This guy.
Jarrett, I can't. My mom for Mother's Day, I didn't know what to get her. Again, it's like I had already bought. Bye, Jarrett.
Bye, guys.
I had already bought her stuff. My mom is so simple in the best way. She only wants to give to everybody else. She never does anything for herself. The only thing she like buys are hair extensions for herself. Like, this is gluttonous. And I was like, no, you're not. But for Mother's Day, I had gotten her a book and it was a book that I got from Bookstore, Barnes & Noble. And you tell a memory of something and then you write all these things out, right? It's like 40 pages of different memories.
Yeah.
And then you send it to your mom or your dad or whoever. And then they write their version of the same memory. And it's like something you have. And she mentioned it the other night when she was here. She was like, that was just my favorite gift. So our takeaway for this Christmas now, in summary, is let's do sentimental, sweet gifts. And again, you don't spend money on people. You just need to make effort. And so for Cameron Diaz, I think I'm going to get her like a book that tells me like my favorite. No, I'm just kidding.
For Cameron Diaz, I'm going to give her a handmade gift certificate to come hang out with me anytime so she can see the real me.
I used to do that all the time for my parents when I had no money. A free car wash, and I'll make you a cup of tea. Those little coupon books, you know the ones.
That's when life was easy and good.
Look, here's the deal. Tis the season. I don't think we have to like keep rambling on about nothing, but I think what we should do to make sure that I continue on with my question, comment, and concern
Our
Calm Down podcast is ensure that you guys send us a DM of a question, comment, and concern around the holidays, yep. and we will answer it next episode. And anyone that has great links to personal gift ideas, we are ready.
I also think we should think about having an offensive lineman come on because we got a lot of good response from my favorite offensive linemen who were, like, even on game day, a Rams offensive lineman was like, yeah, spread the word about the big fellas. Lucas Patrick giving me some love.
Spread the word.
You know,
not it's the virus. Just,
yeah, Ali Marpet. These guys are into it. Teron Armstead, no comment. Billy Turner, what the hell? I mean, I love you guys. Let's go here.
Wake up. Download.
But yeah, I do love an offensive lineman, and they enjoyed getting some love. Brian Bulaga, he appreciated it. So I think this is where we're going next.
I love it. All right. So again, because Aaron is not a liar, liar, pants on fire, and neither am I, this episode is not live, but it will be next week. And DM us any of your questions, comments, and concerns, and we will respond to them immediately.
Yep. Ho, ho, ho.
Bye.
Ho, ho, ho.
What's that from?
Isn't that when the in-laws show up at Clark's house?
Is your house on fire, Clark?
No, Aunt Bethany.
Is Rusty still in the Navy?
Preach. Love it. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.